Do you call others to sacrifice? Do you call your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers to sacrificial love? Mothers, do you call your children, your husband, your friends to sacrifice? Maybe especially on this day, on Father's Day. Fathers, do you call your sons, your daughters, your wife, your grandchildren to sacrificial love? To give you an extreme example of what I'm talking about, and I am fully aware this is extreme, but it's from my own family and from my own life. Sitting with my brother Tim and my mom in our family room, and my brother Tim and I are always thinking of what crazy thing we're going to do next, going out and wanting to preach the gospel in some crazy place, maybe down Baltimore or Annapolis or whatever. And Tim looks at me and says, this is about a year and a half ago, I'm planning to go to Pakistan to preach the gospel to persecuted Christians. And I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. And it's very dangerous. And my initial response was, that's great. I'd love to go with you. And we just had this great conversation back and forth of talking about going to Pakistan, of serving the poor there, Christians who are persecuted and sometimes put to death for their faith. But as I'm sitting there, I can see my mom off to the side, being very quiet. But then when I kind of showed my enthusiasm for what my brother was doing, she said, whoa, 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 you have a wedding during his time when he's leaving. You can't go. So put that away. But I talked to her afterwards and talked to my dad. And I said, how do you feel about this? Sending our brother Tim to Pakistan, even only for 2 weeks. My mom got tears in her eyes and said, he needs to go. I've prayed about this. This is where the Lord's calling him. And my dad said as well, if this is where the Holy Spirit's leading him, he has to go. We give him to God. My mom even said, this is just the last step of many steps up to this. And I knew what she was talking about. My parents have sent us out to do crazy things for the church and for Jesus. When I was 16, my parents sent me off to Calcutta to go serve with the Missionaries of Charity. My sister, 3-4 years ago, went by herself, she's a nurse, to Tanzania to serve the poorest of the poor in the bush. My parents have done street evangelization, dragged many of us kids along with them. So many things. And yet this was just the next step in calling their children to sacrificial love. I think this question, do I call others around us to sacrifice, to lay down our lives in service for one another? I think this is a great way to explore our feast today, the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. The Trinity is difficult. In the church, we say it is a mystery, and so it is. The fact that we have in the transcendent part of the created world, our God, who is three persons in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, how do we understand this? It's a mystery. But we recognize that two of those persons of the Trinity, the Father, or the Son, and the Spirit, are sent into the world. And it is an expression of how they relate to one another in eternity, how they are sent into the world. I know this is complicated. But basically, the Father, for all eternity, brings forth the Son. And the Son and the Spirit together, Father and the Son together bring forth the Spirit. This happens beyond time, in eternity. But this great love between Father, Son, and Spirit manifests itself in this world. The Father sent his Son, Jesus, into the world to be God with us, Emmanuel. And what did he call him to do? To sacrifice, to lay down his life for his sheep. Jesus says in John 10, "This is how I know the Father loves me, that I lay down my life for my sheep, to take it up again in love." Jesus knows he is loved by God the Father because he lays down his life in service. And then when Jesus, we celebrated 2 weeks ago, the ascension to heaven, Jesus goes up to the Father to send forth the Spirit. And what is the Spirit's job? Jesus comes to show us an example of how to love, how to sacrifice, lay down our lives in service. The Spirit is sent to make sure that we can do the same. That each of us can also lay down our lives in service. The Spirit and the Son are sent to us, are sent on mission to show us how to love and to be within us so that we can love as well. On this feast, we are reminded of the fact that we are sent not into this world for our own good necessarily. Yes, we are called to heaven. We are called to be holy in and of ourselves. But we're also sent on mission. And we're each called to inspire and call forth each other to do that. In our second reading, St. Paul speaks of the fact that we even boast in our afflictions. This life is hard. Suffering happens every day. But the thing is, if we give over our sufferings to the Lord in love, he transforms them into something magnificent. This is the mission we're sent on, to imitate Jesus in the Spirit, to have all of life be transformed into sacrificial love. So, my friends, what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to receive the encouragement of God the Father, receive the Holy Spirit into ourselves in order to go out. And so I have a challenge for all of us. And I'm going to speak especially to fathers this morning, because we all need to hear this. But fathers, we need to step up. We need to call each other and call our families and friends to sacrificial love. So first and foremost, fathers, men, we need to receive the gift of God, receive his love into our lives first. We can't give what we don't have. And so if we're going to be men who call forward others to sacrifice, we need to pray. We need to receive the gift of the Spirit every single day. Otherwise, we can't do it. And what is beautiful about our Lord sending the Spirit into us is it is all encouragement. It is a challenge, but it is also an encouragement. Come forward. Take a step. Take one more step carrying your cross. And I will encourage you every step of the way. Then what are we supposed to do? Once we have received the encouragement from the Lord in prayer, that gentle challenge to take up our cross and follow Jesus, we are to call those around us, those in our homes, to that same sacrificial love. And I know I've talked about this before in other homilies, but we need to start rewarding love and service. We need to reward love and service before goals and grades. We often have this lie preached to us in our community, all around the United States, and I would say the Western world, that there's a certain pattern of life, that we have to get good grades and do well in sports to get good scholarships, to get into a good college, to make money, to be happy. And it's a lie. It's a lie. No amount of money makes us happy. Rather, laying our lives down in service makes us happy. Yes, to be disciplined in sports, in school, in college, in a job, in a career. These are all virtues, and these are things that can bring us closer to the Lord. But without love, without sacrificial love. These things mean nothing. To give you some idea of how this was lived out in my own family, my dad was a great football player back in the day, tried out for the Washington Redskins. So you would expect when we would come back from a sporting event or some challenge, some event we would have as kids, that he would ask us, how many goals did you score? What was your grade on that test? But that was never the first question. The first question was always this: who did you meet, and tell me something about them? Who did you meet, and tell me something about them? Our dad made sure that we were always other-centered. Yes, later on, he would talk about how many goals you score and what grades you get. But that was not what was important. That was not the first thing he rewarded. So fathers, in your home, in your work, reward love. Reward service first. And then we can reward goals and grades. But the thing is, if we reward love and service, our children, our grandchildren, our friends will realize this is what's most important, and we receive love through laying down our lives in service. So my friends, as we go forward from this Mass, I know that I am talking I'm talking extreme stories of being sent to Pakistan, of laying down your life in service. But our Lord is a gentle encourager. And so we have the first line from our gospel. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. Isn't that so great that our Lord knows he's calling us to greatness and to sacrifice, to heroic virtue, but he also knows that we all, including myself, are weak and that we need to grow in this one step at a time. So my challenge to all of us here today, we must first begin by praying every day to receive the challenge and encouragement of the Holy Spirit. And how about in our families, we start to encourage sacrifice and service first, to put it first, so that those we love know that we love them for who they are and the service they give to one another. I pray that the Holy Trinity would dwell with each of us today, that we would know that we are loved, and that like the Son and the Spirit, we are sent out to receive the love of the Father in order to share that love with all the world.